Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
A couple tweets here that are pretty interesting. Daryl tweeting out about 7 minutes ago, Browns owner Jimmy Haslam and Cleveland Mayor Justin Bibb are scheduled to hold a press conference this afternoon at City Hall. Then he goes into stadium war could be over. And just a few seconds ago, Daryl tweeting out, hearing from sources, the Haslam Sports Group and the city of Cleveland are working on a framework for a stadium agreement to allow the Browns to move forward with the Brook Park enclosed stadium and development. And I, for one, I just am so darn happy that we could see billionaires' lives enriched, and I'm sure Mayor Bibb's going to get something out of this too. I'm just so happy that politicians and billionaires, in what is, I think, a difficult time for them in general over the last 10, 15 years, it's been a rough go for billionaires and politicians. Congrats and God bless, I would say.
Well, all meeting in the middle to pretend like they didn't just fight for years on end about this. I don't know
if you... spending millions of dollars of city money, by the way, on lawyers.
Exactly right. More money than you or I will ever give to the city in our taxes or anything in between. And it's like, that just doesn't... I hate that reality sometimes. I'll be like, man, they spend more than out like the government. I'll be like, they spend more than I'll ever make in my entire life over that dumb display of whatever. But the point is, I don't know, did you have this thought as well at some point on Sunday? It's like, they're going to have this brand new stadium, and if this is the product, who's going to be going to these games? Because the expenses on this stadium and how expensive it's going to be, not just for parking, but also the tickets. I mean, it's expensive now to go to Cleveland Browns Stadium. It's expensive to go to any football game these days. I just kept thinking about it. I'm like, no one's going to pay for this product if this is what this is.
So, it's twofold. Yes, I definitely have thought about that multiple times. Not just this year, but also last year. Like, the sooner you get out of the Deshaun contract, the sooner you can put distance from yourself and just what a god-awful decision it was and era it was. I also think, just like thinking about this and what this means, like, cool, you got your stadium. I don't think it's a coincidence it's on Monday at 4:30 after that loss.
Oh, you mean another attempt to try to bury us talking about the game that was one of the worst games of the season?
Yeah, I mean, it's not going to work. But yes, I could 100% see them being like, we're going to do this on Wednesday, but you know what? Let's go ahead and do it on Monday at 4:30.
Yeah, definitely not going to work. But we will play some of the clips. We'll play some of what Justin Bibb had to say. We're curious from that standpoint, but it's not going to take over the show from here.
So that is the latest there. Again, Daryl putting that out first there. Hearing from sources, the Haslam Sports Group and the city of Cleveland are working on a framework for a stadium agreement to allow the Browns to move forward with Brook Park enclosed stadium and development. So again, kudos to all the billionaires. You're even richer today. And, you know, hope those politicians also get reelected as well. Now, interestingly enough, we talked about Kevin Stefanski's role in the loss. I do want to get to Dylan Gabriel in a second here, but Josina Anderson, with Brian Callahan getting fired earlier today, the Titans, now former head coach, Josina Anderson, tweeted out, spoke to a league source who tells me they're currently expecting 5 NFL head coaching changes. That includes the Titans. One of said teams has a star player expressing frustration to ownership. No idea who that could be. And another team no one is really talking about now could be looking for new scenery next year. We'll keep you posted. Some top personnel changes already simmering as well on a couple teams minimum, one in each conference. So that's very generic, but hey, this could be about the Browns.
Are you suggesting the star player is Myles Garrett in that? Is that what you're saying?
Would you put it past him?
Not at all. My brain went to being Joe Burrow, though. That's kind of just why I instantly thought Joe Burrow was that star player. I guess it's really open to just about anything. Like, she thinks there's 5. I looked at it earlier. I thought there could be as many as seven. I think the Ravens, Bengals, Titans, Jets, Dolphins, Giants, and Cardinals are on the table for something like this. And that's before you even throw in the Browns in the mix. Like there's potentially a lot of teams that are going to be getting rid of their head coach this year.
I'll say this. If the Ravens fire John Harbaugh, you better run. You better run to that man's house to ask him to be the Browns' next head coach.
That's how you win the next head coaching circus.
Yeah.
If you get John Harbaugh, there's not a single fan out there that will say anything bad about anything. And it'd be a great win.
That's what I struggle with. I'm not going to tell any Browns fan they should love Kevin Stefanski. You should be as frustrated as you want to with Stefanski, Barry, or any of them, really, truly. But I think the problem with Stefanski is I looked at the coaching crop and I was like, man, there's just a lot of dudes there.
Yeah.
There's not Vrabel's off the board. Theoretically, Belichick is off the board, but God help us, don't do that.
How many people did you hear bring up Nick Saban in the past 24 hours?
Yes.
Because you're reaching. You're reaching for some name, some substance, something of value.
But looking for a Dan Campbell. Dan Campbell had been on the coaching market for 5 or 6 years before he got the Lions gig. Mm-hmm. And he was constantly one of the three finalists or five finalists. And never, that was a guy who I think maybe got some seasoning within that I think helped him. It's a lot of guys who are like, hey, this guy had one good year as an offensive coordinator. You want to take a run on that? It's a lot more Stefanski's. And so I think that's my big struggle here. Unless a Harbaugh shakes loose or a Tomlin shakes loose, which I don't think he's coming to Cleveland after the Andrew Berry thing. Unless they're really interested in John Gruden, I just don't see the proven commodity that could come here.
I mean, is Josina hinting that maybe that big star happened to be Lamar Jackson?
Ooh, that would be interesting. Yeah, I mean, I can understand it.
There's a lot of people right now that are convinced that Lamar has been the one making that show for a while now, as evidenced by what you've seen over the past couple of weeks without Lamar and how it went down really quick.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think it's silly because Harbaugh has been winning for so long. Obviously, he knows what he's doing, and I'd take him in a second, but I would wonder if someone like Lamar, who has battled with Harbaugh in the past, now Lamar finally has the leverage. I would wonder if that is something that becomes available.
I also think they're 1-5, and they're probably going to be 9-8, right? If Lamar really is healthy, he's supposed to be back after the bye.
After the bye, yeah.
As bad as 1-5 looks, or 1-4, because they didn't play this week, right?
They lost.
They're coming this next week's the bye. There you go.
Correct.
So they're 1-5. As bad as 1-5 looks, I think they're going to pull it around. It's an imperfect roster, but a healthy Lamar is going to get you far. And I think they've got the fifth toughest schedule through the first six games of the season. There's a lot of winnable games because you're playing the same schedule the Browns are.
Yeah, they'll be fine. I'm convinced they'll be fine. They're too good of a team not to. Their defense has been surprisingly bad, but that'll get turned around when you have an actual quarterback at play.
I just am convinced when it comes to Harbaugh and Tomlin that the media gets bored with how long they've been there.
Tomlin's another one we got to talk about, too. I mean, Tomlin is, he's been on the hot seat now for three straight years. If this craters in a division that has basically been handed to him this year with the injury to Burrow and the injury to Lamar and whatever the Browns are attempting to do, when the division's been handed to you, if he implodes the way that they did with last year with Russ, where they lost the final five games to limp into that postseason game to then just get destroyed, it's not out of the question.
It's not, but I think that's these are just all the ifs. If the Ravens keep losing at this
point. I think the point of that
if Tomlin, you know what I mean?
The point of that is, though, is that there always is a surprise name or two that comes from nowhere to be they're on the table. It's just, are the Browns in the position to actually nab that guy, or is it going to go to a team that fires their head coach but has a quarterback that people really like, and then obviously you step right in and there you're off to the races.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
It does feel like the winner of the number one pick might go the spoils, right?
Like, well, no, not even that. Like, think about it. Like, if Zach Taylor gets fired in Cincinnati and then Harbaugh gets fired, then Harbaugh goes to Cincinnati instead of going to Cleveland, and then we're just out of it. You just lose the sweepstakes because then you get a chance to coach, you know, Joe Burrow.
Listen, between Mike Brown and Jimmy Haslam, if I need to win a bidding war, even with Joe Burrow in the balance, I'll take Jimmy Haslam.
How much more money does Jimmy Haslam have to offer up per year to offset the idea that you'd be coaching Joe Burrow if you just take basically pennies on the dollar?
I made this joke about Brian Flores when it turned out the NFL is going to have to argue the racial discrimination lawsuit in open court. And it's like the NFL goes to Brian Flores and says, you know, name your price so we don't have to go to court. And then it's the thing from the Patriot where tell me about Ohio. Basically, John Harbaugh. Like, you go to John Harbaugh, it's like, listen, John, don't take another meeting. We want you to be our head coach. What do you want? Tell me about Brook Park. Right? Like, yeah. Tell me about Bowling. Tell me about Wood County. That's basically where you're going to go here.
Or as another name that people keep bringing up, by the way.
I just struggle with that.
I do too.
After
do
the
too.
Tua stuff,
well,
like,
people, and that's people are trying to rewrite it to be like, Tua can't even lead his own team right now. He's a mess in his own right. Maybe Flores wasn't that bad of a, and it's like, I think he was that bad.
Yeah, no. I mean, by the way, just because they won games doesn't mean he was somebody that you want as your, and I'm stunned by this because I would have thought, I mean, given what he's done as a defensive coordinator in Minnesota, given what he's done at what he did in Miami and kind of stabilized a team that was trying to tank, like what Brian did in terms of wins and losses is incredibly important. The problem is people matter. Like, I need somewhere in between Kevin Stefanski and Brian Flores, right? I need a guy who can set the accountability, set the tone while also treating players like human beings.
While getting through to players.
Yes. While communicating.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's really not that hard. A lot of teams do it. Again, the Ravens did it. The Steelers did it. The Rams have done it. The 49ers have done it a couple times. Just the Browns seem to not be able to kind of walk that sweet spot.
Yeah, it stinks, though. The more that we talk about the coaching carousel, and we're going to have to obviously do a lot of this, I would imagine, it kind of feels like we're once again stuck in the same Kevin Stefanski situation we were in 6 years ago. Where it's like, if you want somebody that is, you're gonna have to get somebody that's been like a first year, second year OC that really is just that hungry for the job.
Yeah.
Probably not gonna get the Harbaugh if he shakes loose, or the Tomlin that shakes loose, or any one of those guys. It's probably not gonna happen.
That's where it's on Jimmy Haslam.
And he's gonna have to really put his money where his mouth is, which he's done in the past.
Well, and you've committed to this model, and you can say it's worked. You can also say that this was the benefactor, that the roster that these guys walked into and won with, they let expire without replacing it, and also it was somebody else's roster.
I wonder how open he'd be this time around. Remember Josh McDaniels, how that fell through, was the idea that Josh wanted basically everyone in the building gone. He wanted a whole brand new building. He wanted everyone that had ever been in Berea basically to not have a job anymore. He wanted to start brand new and fresh, and Haslam was like, no, we're not going to do that. I wonder how open he'd be if the right name came along, if they presented that plan again.
As long as it wasn't Josh McDaniel, I think it'd be okay.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.